Is tonight the mitzvah of Sukkah, according to the Bach and the Bekuri Yaakov and many poiskim, that the Kavona is ma'akev, even though the Mishnah Berurah holds, but the evidence is not ma'akev, but they are poiskim like the Bach. They hold, since the Torah says, Leman yedu derasechem ki besukkah zeshavti bnei Yisrael, that the Kavona of Sukkah is ma'akev. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that the reason Leman yedu derasechem is anane akovetz. The reason is because of anane akovetz. The emes is the Gemara in Sukkah, daf yud aleph, brings down a machlekes to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar learns that there's anane akovet, but Rabbi Akiva learns the reason is sukkah is mamish. They had sukkahs, they didn't have anane akovet. Was it the man yedid derasein could be sukkahs ashafta could be sukkahs ashafta bnei Yisrael is referring to sukkahs mamish according to Rabbi Akiva. And many of the poiskim are mafliya that the halacha is whenever you have a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. And since Rabbi Akiva is the one that paskan sukkahs mamish, so why does the Shulchan Aruch paskan that we have to have kavon of anane akovet? Rashi throughout brings down, Rashi in the Gemara brings down anane akovet als the Targum, which the Targum of Targum Unklis over here brings down its anane akovet, that the word kibisukkahs is shafti, are b'matloyis, which is referring to that we had atlois anone. He says clearly anane akovet the Targum. So that's a sum of the points we want to learn, that since the Targum touches it as anane akovet, we go like the anane akovet. The Maaseh of the Torah's Kehanim and the Mechilta had the Girsa the other way around. They had Rabbi Kiva's the one that said anane akovet, so that's one of the eights is how they go like Rabbi Kiva. But the question, the interesting Meratz Chais on the Gemara over there brings down a raya, not like the Torah's Kehanim and the Mechilta's Girsa, is because the Allah, the Gemara in Megillah tells us in Daf Gimel, that where does Targum Unklis come from? Mipi Rebbe Elazar. Targum Unklis comes from Rebbe Elazar. So Bemela, who's the one? And Rebbe Elazar is the one that says Anane Akovet according to our Girsa of our Gemara. So clearly from here he wants to bring a raya that the Girsa of our Gemara is the correct Girsa. Belamaisa the Shulchan Aruch paskens Anane Akovet. So I'd like to, the Primogodim is Choshish for the other Girsa and the old Sukkahs Mamish. The Levush was bothered so much by the Kasha. The Levush is bothered by that if you learn it Sukkahs Mamish, how is it Shayech Leman Yedu Derasecha Kumi Sukkahs Eshaftes Bnei Yisrael? How is it possible? What is the idea? Leman Yedu Bishleim you learn it's Anana Kovet. So it's a Zeich of the Nes of the Anana Kovet. But if you learn Sukkahs Mamish, they had Sukkahs, so the Levush says, what Zeich are you going to have? What type of Zeich? Zeich that they had Sukkahs? What are you commemorating with Sukkahs? And because of that, Kashi holds, that's why the Pasik, why we talk to a Zeich only for Anana Kovet. So that's one of the Kasha. Kasha number one is, if you learn it Sukkahs Mamish, where the Prima Godim is Choshes for the Shita, what Zeich are you going to have? Another Kasha is, that if it's Anane HaKovet, how come we only make this ready? The Chido asked this question, that if you learn it's Anane HaKovet, why is there Zeich only for Anane HaKovet, and not for Zeich for the Mon and the Be'er? There are three Nissim we had, right? The Mon came the Schus of Moshe, the Be'er is Schus of Miriam, and the Anane HaKovet is Schus Aaron. Why are we only celebrating a Zeich for the Anane HaKovet and not for the Be'er, Miriam, and the Mon that came from Moshe? Why is there Zeich? Now the Kashi is, which the famous Kashi is, that if it's Zeich Anane HaKovet, so why is it we do Sukkot now in this time of year of Tishrei? Sukkah should be in Pesach when the Anane HaKovet, the famous Kasha, the Torah says, and it gives the answer that you don't, then it's warm, people going out, so we dafka make it now as a Zeicha. And the last Kasha is, we know Noshim Apata from Sukkahs. And Tosfos and Psacharid's Meramis Afein Bois Anes. Tosfos holds a Chiddush that you don't see Afein Bois Anes on a Din Deraisa. And that's why it wouldn't be Machayev then. But Tosfos clearly holds, they want the Nes of Anane HaKovet. So why Ataka Noshim, the Torah says, why Noshim Apata? So to understand this, two Mahalchim to understand. There are two ways, as we said, there are two Ma'an the Omrim. There's Anane HaKovet and the Sukkahs Mamish. If you learn Anane HaKovet, the Vilna Gaon learned that the reason of the Anane HaKovet is not referring to Anane HaKovet that we got from the time when we came out of Mitzrayim. He learned that when we did the Chet HaEgel, we lost the Anane HaKovet. And then when they rebuilt the Mishkan, they brought back the Anane HaKovet. If you learn like the Vilna Gaon, it answers a lot of these kashas. That the reason why we celebrate Anane HaKovet, first of all, now, this time of year, is because now is the time he makes the Cheshbon. That when they, in Kippur, they got the Mechila, and then they started donating for the Beis HaMikdash. They started building then at the beginning of which is the Zman of Sukkot. So the Anane HaKovet is celebrating only those Anane HaKovet which came back. after the Chet Egel, we lost them, they came back. So that answers these kashas. That the reason why you're doing this time of year, because that's why it's no second Anakovitz. But it also answers why Noshim Apata. The reason why Noshim Apata is because they weren't involved with the Chet Egel. So Memele, if you learn that Noshim were involved in the Chet Egel, Memele, there's no reason for them to be a Zecha for the Anakovitz. If you learn like the Vilna Gaon, that the Anakovitz that we're doing a Zecha is clearly for the second Anakovitz that came back after the Chet Egel. Memele also answers why we don't do a Zecha for the Be'er and the Mon. Regular Nisim, we don't make a Zecha Nes. We don't make a Nes. And another thing, if you look at this farm and the Chinuch learns that the reason why you have to bring Eish on a Mizbeach is because Lamayit Mameis Adif. We don't always celebrate Nisim. We like to make something more close to Teva. The Zecha which we're making of this is the Chavivas that Rabbi Yishov gave us that was Mechapar us in the Chet Egel. That's why we're doing this. So Memele, it doesn't apply to the Be'er and the Mon. It only applies to Anana Kovet. And it doesn't apply to Noshim. It applies to this man. That's how you learn. If you learn the Anana Kovet, is Anana Kovet. If you learn like Sukkos Mamish, what is the Zecha of Sukkos Mamish? Supreme Godim is alludes to the Rashbam. The Rashbam in Chumish on the Posik. Laman Yedu Dar Seichem, he says, what's the reason why? What's Laman Yedu Dar Seichem? He learned Sukkos Mamish. So if it's Sukkos Mamish, what is the Zecha? As we asked, what is the Zecha? Says the Rashbam, Sukkos means Biascha, Bigarcha, Mikvecha. Basufas is Tvuras, Ubeteim, Malem, Koltuf. There's a time when your houses are full. So the man Tizguri should remember that we won Bnei Soba Midah Barim Shona, Belo Yishuv, Belo Nachla. He didn't have land. Umetoich Kach didn't know Ido, Lamisha Nostan Nachla, Bottom, Malem, Koltuf. What the idea is that this man, when a person is doing this man asifa, it's coming the winter now, you bring all the grain into your fields, he uses a losh, the person may come to koichi vaitz miyodios is a chaylazeh. So to remember that where does the parnasa, where does all our things come from? Comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Sukkos Mamish is referring to the time when Klal Yisrael did not have any land and Rabbi Yishov took care of them. So Memela, according to the Rashbam, it's very poshut, why are you doing it this time of year? Because it's a zman of Asifa and the Paris that he may come to Koich HaMaitz Miyadi. It's not a zman at the time of Nisan of Asifa's Paris. So according to the Rashbam, that's what the number of Sukkos Mamish. So the answer is what the Indian is, why we talk about if you hold like Rabbi Kiva, and if you hold like the Prima Godim was Choshish to Rabbi Kiva Shita, then again, the Shulchan Aruch Silik holds it's Anan HaKovet. But if you Choshish to Rabbi Kiva at Sukkos Mamish, the Zeche is that Rabbi Yishon took care of our needs at the time we didn't have Karka. So that answers why we have it also this time of year. It also answers why Noshim Apata says the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says Noshim Apata because the La Benois Melachanin. So you could say today that the Abenois Melachan, that's where the Noshim today are Machmit to go into the Sukkah today. Today they have more Chumras than sometimes the men, they're more Machmit in the Sukkah than the men sometimes. This could be the Benois Melachan, maybe they take a need. This message from the Rashbam, Osis Achai Lazeh. But it also can explain the Man and Be'er now, if you learn that clearly, what was the Man and Be'er? It's all included in Sukkos Mamish. Sukkos Mamish means Rabbi Yishlom gave us all our needs when we're in the Midbar. So the Be'er and the Mon is Nichlal if you learn. So all this is important according to the many of the Paiskim, they learn that the Kavanah is Ma'akev, she should have the Kavanah. But just finish with the Chadush Arim. Chadush Arim says, it says, he says, Ein Adam Choytel Nechlas Bar Ruach Shtus. So a whole year a person has chatoim on him, so he has a ruach shtus, so he can't have das, he says. Only after Kippur, the person has a kapara from Avoinus, so now he can have das, that's why he has this, this time. And that's why he says, mitzvah is potem la'sukah, so therefore mitzvah, because you can't have the kavanah when you mitzvah. But interesting, I came across yesterday, Marik, the held, not like with halacha, shlele b'dilchse, the Ramah holds mitzvah has to be mitzvah b'ach basukah, but the Marik held, any tzar is potem, the Marik held. Any tzar, even a tzar shleimach b'as a sukkah, according to the Chiddush Arim, is very good. The nekuda is not so much the sukkah. The nekuda is the person has to be able to think about their body shlalom. So if the tzar is better, it's sukkah, not sukkah, you potter because you can't be mechavan. A person has to have kavana when he goes to the sukkah. So avada again, as we conclude, that the Mishnah Berurah holds with the Yevet, it's not ma'akav. The ikar is the mekayim mitzvah sukkah. But clearly, the idiot, according to mekayim abach and in the tour, and many of them, they hold. I mean, the Bikur Yaakov uses a svar, zereshovet as vav, just like Pesach calls Leyama Shleish Dvarim the Yatzu Yidei Chavasai. So Melo also Leyatzu Yidei Chavasai. But even that is Machlekes Rishonim how to learn Leyatzu Yidei Chavasai. The Ran learns even in Pesach the Ran learns in Pesach and Eina Mitzvah Ben Amufcha. He holds his Tama Akiv over there. So again over here we have two Pshem Bahalchim, but the Ikar Nekudi is we have to understand the Anana Kovet is the Anana Kovet, the second Anana Kovet of the God, and that's why according to that will be reason why we do it this time of year and why Noshim Apata, why we don't have to do the Man and the Be'er. And according to this man of that Sukkot Mamish, the Nekudis, the Rebbeinu Shel Tuk took us care of us at the time when we didn't have Karka. Good Yom Tov.